You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, I spoke to Tokoroa-based truck driver Wayne Hill about the health, pay and safety issues in the industry. This was in response to a recent report by WorkSafe, which claimed that fatigue and low pay contributed to truckers' poor health and safety outcomes. This week, I wanted to get another perspective on the issue. So I spoke with CEO of the Road Transport Forum, Nick Leggett, who represents over 3,000 road transport companies. We talked about the pressure from consumers, company concerns, and the role of government and regulators. To start, I asked him to tell me about RTF's involvement and view on WorkSafe's report.
Well, the Road Transport Forum, which represents transport operators around New Zealand, has been involved in this preparation of the report and the work of the group since the start. So we're supportive of the findings and the recommendations that have come out of it. And we think that there's now an opportunity to actually make some change. It's quite easy in this world, I think, to identify problems, but it's much harder to solve them. So we're really looking at solutions for the trucking industry here, and we're hopeful that we will see some leadership from the government and regulators, in part with the industry and unions.
Could you just elaborate on the main findings in the report?
Yeah, I mean, the report from our perspective is around looking at the supply chain relating to transport in New Zealand. That's all the parties that help, that are part of that chain that consign goods, and the pressures that come on to transporters is often the least powerful part of that chain. And what we find is that, you know, transport's a bit of an invisible industry. We all rely on things in our houses, in our lives, the food we eat, to arrive to us in a timely manner, but we don't often think about how it gets there. And 93% of New Zealand's freight travels on the back of a truck. And this, the WorkSafe report was looking at all the pressures and in and around vehicles, all of the safety factors on the road, and working out what are the things that lead to accidents, injuries, deaths in and around vehicles. Because, of course, the road is the workplace of truck drivers, and what we find is that there are many pressures on trucking operators and their drivers every day from their customers. Some of them are not even realising that. And I think we're looking at, if you consider the inquiry into the supermarkets that's come out, that's quite a good example of where this could go if we let it. And that is that there are very powerful parties often at the top of supply chains that don't think too much about the rates they pay and the pressures they put on people at the bottom. And then looking at the safety consequences of those actions. And
so for day-to-day drivers, what are the main health and safety risks that they face then?
Well, I think things like impairment and fatigue, driving or being pressured to drive above their legal hours by customers or by customer behaviour. Sometimes it's not even an exact a deliberate pressure. It's just the environment that allows that to happen, which ends up compromising safety of drivers and safety for everybody on the road. And so we want to get these things far clearer, and we think this is a great opportunity to do that. So all people in the supply chain and the government and regulators understand the pressure that trucking operators are under. Often this is things like contractual pressure. Many trucking companies don't have any contracts. So if they say to a customer, look, I can't move that because it's going to put me in breach of my time, the response they get back is often, well, we'll just call the person down the road. See you later. And that's a terrible pressure if you're running a business.
And it's a terrible pressure. Is there not some responsibility on trucking companies as the direct employer of truckers to look after their health and safety?
Of course. And that's, that goes without saying, really. And that's what this is, we're also looking at those issues as well. But of course, 14% of trucks on the road are actually owner drivers. They're people that run their own companies. So, and that when you look at a lot of the pressures that come on, often the research that's been done to date by Auckland University and by and part of the research here, it's actually owner-drivers that face the biggest pressures.
So how then can companies balance the pressures from suppliers and consumers alongside health and safety issues for their drivers?
Well, health and safety always must come first. So it's not a balance, it's a priority. Health and safety must be the priority. But what we need is clear air, I think, to discuss these findings with customers of the industry, with those higher in the supply chain, and to get them to recognise that, you know, the decisions they make, the rates they pay, the conditions that they put in place actually have a downstream impact on trucking operators being able to operate safely. And we need the government and regulators to not just release research like this, but actually stand shoulder to shoulder with the industry in demanding contracts, fair terms and conditions, fair terms of trade, reasonable rates, so they can operate as safely as possible. And also, you know, driving hours and expectations around delivery that don't compromise driving hours.
Given that trucking appears to be being phased out by the government for more environmentally friendly alternatives like self-driving and train, I think, is there incentive for government and for major regulators to actually make the change?
Phased out. I mean, you can't phase something out to something that doesn't exist yet. So there are going to be people driving trucks for a very long time to come, and they'll be driving trucks. I mean, hopefully we will see some improvement in the sort of things that power trucks, but that technology doesn't exist yet either. So, you know, this is a reality here and now, and frankly, you can't say if people are being injured and dying on our roads and in our workplaces today, tomorrow, and the day after, oh, well, no, we're not going to do anything because, you know, there's technology change around the corner, somewhere around the corner, some date that we can't yet identify. No, that's not acceptable. We've got, you know, there's a live challenge here. And, you know, if one person is dying on the job anywhere in New Zealand, I think there's a responsibility for all of us to do what we can to improve that and reduce the risk of it happening to anybody else.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.